Radio on the go can go with you anywhere. Download the free iPhone or Android app at radioonthego.com. Then listen live on your mobile device to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
Attention valued customers of First Bank Hampton. This is Dave Huberger, and we're getting ready for a fresh, exciting update coming your way. We're thrilled to announce that our lobby will be refreshed to serve you better than ever before. Picture this: modern, spacious, and designed with your comfort in mind. Services will not be disrupted during our lobby refresh, and you can continue to shop and conduct your daily banking. We can't wait to share a new welcoming atmosphere with you. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ, with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Good afternoon. On today's Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, we are joined by Franklin County Sheriff Aaron Dodd. Wanted to bring the sheriff in today because this week is National Farm Safety and Health Week, and we wanted to talk to him about, obviously, we got a lot of equipment, a lot of semis, a lot of people out these days, and wanted to talk to him about safety tips for folks. And Sheriff, first of all, one thing that I want to ask you about is sharing the road. When we have equipment the size that we have these days, how important is it for people really to keep their eyes and ears on what's going on?
Right. Some of the equipment, like you talked about, it has gotten bigger and bigger over the last couple of years. But along with that, I have noticed that the lighting and things like that have become just much improved. Like even last night I saw, you know, a tractor with wagons that had a rotary beacon and amber light. So the machinery is definitely letting themselves be visible, and people are definitely able to see it. Now the motorist role on that is to slow down and give them some space.
Using something as simple as turn signals, I guess.
Right. And that's that goes along with a lot of our most recent incidents that happen with farm machinery. It's always, which is surprising, but some of the most recent ones are just rear-ending farm machinery. And we even noted at the time they were well lit, everything else. They're just at that different speed, and it, you know, raises the question, was the person distracted? You know, what was the reason they, you know, did rear end a vehicle like that? The other thing that we do see quite a bit is people overtaking at intersections, you know, going around on the left. We've seen some people passing up hills, passing on solid lines. And, you know, I know it's hard to be patient, but it's just too much of a risk to even something going slow. Take your time, wait till they get to the top of the hill, then take, you know, go around. So those are the number one accidents we see from motorists, is overtake a farm machinery at a, you know, the farm machinery is making a left turn, or like I said, I think it's just distracted driving, you know, adjusting their speed, and they just rear end a piece of equipment.
Like you mentioned, I know it's easier said than done to be patient, but if you have a stretch of road though where you see fairly well and it is a passing zone, I mean, could people still try to do that?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. If there's a passing zone, use the passing zone. But, you know, we've had occasions where we'll see people, you know, going up a hill on a double yellow line just out of, I think, out of frustration for, you know, the farm machinery going slow. And that's just so dangerous. It puts everyone, you know, in danger, not only yourself, but the person you might be meeting head on coming over that hill, and the, you know, the operator of the farm machinery too. So I would just really warn against that. And I guess my office, if we see you, you know, doing that, you're going to get yourself a citation for something that unsafe. So that's one of my biggest dangers that we've had encountered, and it's resulted in a few accidents, not a lot, but has resulted in a few accidents in the past couple of years.
How do field drives play into all this, especially now some of the harvesting has already started up, but it's really going to be going here. But again, any concerns with those?
Yeah, again, just watch for slowing machinery. Are they going to make a turn into a field? When you think about a farm machinery, it can be very unpredictable where they're going to turn. It could be a yard driveway, a field driveway. Just heads up, you know, heads up driving.
For the regular motoring public, the folks that are driving the cars and the pickup trucks, what advice again would you want to give them?
Yeah, I just want to patience and slow down, and then there is quite a few people that you'll see, and they'll be looking down at their lap, and I think, you know, that's definitely distracted by their phone or something else. But I would just encourage people to really pay attention this time of year. We do, you know, on gravel roads too, those unmarked intersections, there's a lot of dust. It's been really dry this year. You know, watch out for people coming through an unmarked intersection, and just, you've got to yield.
Yeah, I was going to say, even though the harvest has started, we still have a lot, especially the tall corn at these uncontrolled intersections, and that can always, I guess there's a concern there.
Right, yep. And again, we see that throughout the, as soon as the corn is tall, we see that, at, you know, you pay attention, especially in the gravel roads, most are they have no stop sign. So it's on you to yield and look right, left, and, you know, kind of approach that with caution.
Distracted driving, you mentioned that. It continues. I know there's been talk about different ideas to try to, you know, eliminate that. But what do you think? I mean, is you guys see anything maybe getting better?
I don't know that. That's one of those things that just goes back to personal responsibility. You know, enforcement may change someone's mind, but it just has to be an effort, you know, people need to make. Like, they're going to put their phone down. Maybe you need to put it in the console or something where you can't see it, and that's your tool to not look at it. No, I don't have any great ideas other than, you know, it's just personal responsibility. Just put your phone down when you're operating a car.
Well, have you still got your, anything else that you wanted to touch base upon with folks about as we go through the next several weeks?
Yeah, no, like we talked about, you know, with being dry and gravel roads being dusty, along with that is also, especially this year, an increased danger for fire. So I would just caution people, you know, if they are having a brush fire, garbage fire at their acreage, just be very mindful of some water nearby that you can control that before it gets into, you know, our crops, which are drying really quickly this year because of the drought.
Okay, well, our thanks to Franklin County Sheriff Aaron Dodd, today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com, click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio On The Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Tired of standing in line at the bank? Hi, this is Maria Sames with First Bank Hampton. Banking is now as easy as snap, tap, and deposit. Open your bank app, snap a photo of your check, tap a few buttons, and voila, your money is deposited into your checking account right away. No more rushing to the bank before closing time. No more waiting in line. With Mobile Deposit, you have the power of doing banking right in your pocket. Your time matters, and so does your money. Download the First Bank Hampton app today. Member FDIC.